Everyone had a blessed little day, and if you didn't, you already know God is still God through it all. How are y'all doing this evening? I'm just kind of a little fed up with the radio show I use, to be honest. If it's not one thing, it's another. To be honest, I just really think they're not trying to allow me to say what I need to say. Here we go with another one. Is that what it is? First it was the newspapers, now this. But that's all right. But I will be changing up my hours and my days for the radio station. So just tune in. I will definitely let you know before anything changes. I will let you know the week beforehand. Because, you know, definitely got to pretty much juggle life as it comes at me. So, therefore, I got to juggle it out. Now, my thing, I would love to be on here every single night, each and every night, 6:30 p.m. But in order for me to do that, I mean, I can't work like that. I've just been blessed to be able to work. So I'm thankful for the blessings that have been are being bestowed upon me that have been. Well, hopefully everyone had a good holiday. New Year's is upon us real quick. It ain't take no time whatsoever. Well, our topic is time to get active. Now, the reason I chose this topic is because it's dear to my heart. And that's how I feel, like I'm not being active, like I'm not being productive. And, I mean, as his people, as God's people, we're supposed to be active and productive. I don't know about y'all, but it's just time to get active. We got too many youngins running around here doing a whole bunch of foolishness. I mean, sometimes they don't want no one to listen to their parents, but sometimes they're willing to listen to someone who's going through what they went through or been through what they went through. You understand what I'm saying? So I know we have a lot that you're like, oh, I ain't trying to hear that. Yes, but, you know, you never know. You might meet that one who's willing to take your advice, is willing to listen, and that'd be thankful because they listened to you and you gave them that little incy-bincy ounce of hope. Whew. Once you got hope, you can go a long way on some hope now. Come on. I know y'all know out there, somebody done woke up. I mean, somebody done went to the doctor and found out something, but at the same time, you still have that hope that keeps you pushing, that you know you're going to be all right, and that even though you're going to go through some things, everybody's going to go through some trials and tribulations now. You can't walk through life and not go through nothing. We got to be serious. Come on. Everybody. That's one thing we know. He's not going to put too much on us that we can't bear. Please believe that. I'm a walking, living testimony. So know that everything will be all right. Just got to have faith and just keep on moving. Just know, I mean, at the end of the day, we all know nobody's going to live forever. That's just not going to happen. So either way.
Live life to the fullest. That's all you can do. Live life to the fullest. That's why they be talking about some live it like it's your last day.
Live it like it's your last.
Anyway,
we going to move right on along. I'm just hoping that, you know, everybody's just thankful for the gifts that we get every single morning. We're allowed to open our eyes and see another day. That's a blessing. Most people don't get a chance to open her eyes. Like Carrie Fisher and her mom, Debbie Reynolds. She passed away the day God rest her soul. She passed away the day after her daughter. That's deep. That's very deep. That's love for you. Lord have mercy. She loved her daughter that much. That's a deep love. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. I sure love. I love to love now. So that's why I speak the way I do. Because I... I mean, and the Bible is the greatest love story ever written. The greatest. You're not going to find nothing like that. And if you do, let me know what book y'all reading so I can find it myself. Because that Bible, the Bible, it's off the chain. Got to read it from back to front. Got to read it. That's one thing growing up, we used to have to get quizzed on the Bible, different things, like they had to know the scriptures, had to know, you know, where to find stuff. So you got to know from Genesis, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, just all the way through. You better know it, too. Because you were definitely getting tested. But that's, everybody's upbringing is different. I'm just thankful I was shown the Lord at an early age. That's why they say all you got to do is plant the seed. You can't bring the horse to the, you can lead the horse to the water, but you definitely can't make him drink now. So definitely got to know that. As long as you plant it, that's all it takes. Plant it. Plant it, plant it, plant it. And let it, and water it, and this boy will get to grow in. It definitely will. Gotta have faith. Gotta have hope. With that said, even going into the new year, everybody makes, oh, New Year's resolutions and different things like that. Even with going into the New Year's resolution, I mean, everybody does that. Yes, you have your New Year's resolution, but at the same time, I mean, all you can just pray for is for God to carry you through another year. That's it. That's all I got to say. I don't have no New Year's resolution. I don't know about y'all. If you do, that's fine. Or about something, absolutely fine. But, you know, can't beat yourself up for certain things. Sometimes certain things just happen for a reason. So if you feel as though you didn't do something in 2016, then you got a whole nother year God and bless you with. Go ahead and do it. Do what you got to do. That's one thing. It's a lot of people who are depressed. That's one thing I pray for. I pray for sort of the, for, you know, for the spirit of the depression to be removed upon our people. Because, Lord have mercy, even my own daughter, she's 14 years old, she's mentally challenged, she's in a facility. She's going through the spirit of depression right now. And I'm trying to, you know, turn her mind over matter. I mean, somebody else got another, something, some other advice for me, then by all means, I'm open to advice now. That's one thing, I'm open to advice. You know, everybody sometimes gets testy or feels some type of way when they receive advice, which is cool. Everybody has their own, you know, reactions to advice, and but you know, how are we going to learn? How are we going to learn if we don't listen to somebody who's been through it, going through it, or went through it? Either or, you can't find you cannot take advice from nobody who has never been through what you're going through. That just don't make no sense whatsoever. So don't do it to yourselves. I know we have a lot of people who have different friends or call themselves having friends, you know. But that's one thing I can say. Like I said, I use my life as all I can do is speak from what I've been through, speak from what I'm going through or have been through or what, you know what I mean, survive. And even with when it comes to, you know, the people that are around you, that's another thing. The people that you surround yourself and the people that are around you. Sometimes, you know, things happen. And unfortunately, it's out of your hands. You can't change certain things because you just have to sit back and evaluate, like, what happened going through this situation and what can you do next? What can you do better going further on in your life, you know what I mean, in the future? So, but that's why I say you live and you learn. You live and you learn. But at the same time, you can't beat yourself up over anything. All you can see, all you know, as long as you try. If you try, cool. And you know what I'm saying? You know, you just have sometimes some things is either for a seasonal reason. That's all. These are seasonal reasons. But at the same time, we're not going to get off topic. I definitely want to talk about being, you know, at the time to be active. I myself, I don't feel as though I'm being that much productive. I'm being productive, but, I mean, when it comes to doing his will, yeah. The first step was definitely this radio station, definitely being on the air because this is something totally out of my element. Totally out of my element. And that's what they said. He will definitely give you a task that you know what I mean, sometimes it's something you know nothing about. And boop, know nothing about. Now, he definitely has people who are placed there for a reason. And they either help, you know, guide you or whatever the case may be. It's different forms, different people, point blank.
So you just have to pay attention. Sometimes we'll miss our blessings. That's one thing. God does not come in confusing situations, and that's why you have to see. Sometimes, you know, it's better left, you know, without confusion. Instead of being in confusion, stay without the confusion. Why would you continue to keep going through? That makes no sense. That's just like that's being redundant. No sense whatsoever. But definitely got to be productive. Can't be, you know, just going here, and not really doing his will. Like, what I don't know. I know some people are like, oh, well, as long as I do this, that's fine. But once you start reading the word for your own self and you're leading to his understanding, they're not your own, and you're taking your spin off of it, completely taking your spin off of it and taking your how you feel, what you want to do, it's something totally different. It makes you want to go do something. It makes you want to just get up and go do whatever. But that's the thing, though. You can't look for when you're being productive, when you're being active, when you're doing things within the community or doing something for somebody else that you know or that you don't know. You know, you can't look for recognition from, when I say the people, anybody who's in your circle or around you. You know what I mean? He doesn't want you to boast. He doesn't want you to go back and say, oh, well, I did this and I did this. That's one thing I was reading. I was like, wow, okay, yeah. But that's true. I mean, it's a piece of purpose. It's a piece of purpose. Why would I tell somebody about this? I mean, by all means, if somebody can definitely bless you and you feel with joy to overcome that you want to say something, by all means, yeah, go ahead, rock out. Do what you do. Rock out. Say it. I mean, because that's your testimony. That's your blessing. Because everybody has different situations. So that's not a problem. But, you know, it's just how I've definitely met a lot of people with me working in different industries just seeing how different people, you know, how they act and how you have to act according to each individual because everybody's different now. So it was just things that I learned along the way. Definitely things I learned along the way in my life. And I mean, that's what you do. You live and you learn. You got to live and learn. Can't keep doing the same thing, making the same mistakes. No, no, no. That makes you a fool. Straight up a fool. So definitely got to be careful, especially if those that, you know, do things for you and then turn around and say something about it. I mean, what was the purpose in doing it for them if you got to say something? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But if y'all want to chime in, by all means, definitely let me know how you feel when it comes to that situation. You know what? I'm going to open up the lines because I definitely would love to hear from y'all. Y'all tell me how you feel on this situation. So let's see. Let's see. How are you doing this evening, Nicole? Are you just listening, or would you like to comment on that? All right. I'm going to keep trying, and I'm going to look and see. I guess we got a lot of listeners, but not a lot that want to speak. You know, and that's another thing. I appreciate y'all listening. I appreciate that. Thank you. But I would also love to interact with you and see where you're coming from. How would you feel, you know, because you might have a different point of view. That's why I said I agree to disagree because it's not going to be a lot of people who are going to agree with everything I say. I mean, that's for sure. You're going to have some people who definitely disagree with me. And it's absolutely okay. Absolutely okay. You have a right to feel how you feel. And I have a right to feel how I feel. I'm not going to push my views on you to, you know, make you change your mind. Not at all. That's not what I'm here for. Nope, not at all. But at the same time, if I disagree with you, I don't mean I'm going to say something. I'm not just going to let it rock. I mean, that's what I say. As a Christian, we have the right, to tell the truth, to do what we're supposed to do. So that's what I would be doing. Another thing I definitely want to talk about is Delaware's corruption. Like I told you, this is informative information for Delawareans and people all around the world, because a radio station, I mean, you can get hits from people just wherever. It just depends on where you market yourself. But getting back to Delaware corruption, we're still looking at Gilchrist. Very interestingly. Very. So that's one thing I'm not going to give up on. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep pushing, doing what I got to do, because they said we want more. So, you know, not even that. Definitely, the woman just wasn't right. So, got to keep pushing. Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist is a former attorney. She had her own law firm down in Smyrna, Delaware. And she dropped myself and other clients for a commissioner's position that the Governor Jack Markell retaliated against myself and other clients. In order, when he retaliated, and made her a commissioner for Kent County Family Court. And she is not qualified for the position, number one. The woman that made so many, this woman is crazy. She made so many mistakes. And, I mean, pretty much doing them over and over and over with Social Security numbers being wrong and just everything, you know. I mean, she left her client up big time. She got her client out a lot of money. And not even that, it's other clients besides myself. Even with me, besides myself. Ms. Gilchrist, I mean, she definitely jacked my case all the way up. And it's my, I mean, my case is still pending with my daughter. And I have no attorney. And I'm going to call themselves trying to force me to be, to go to a hearing and be on the phone with a hearing. And I've already written in that I could not attend for certain reasons. Oh, yes. These people, they don't care. They do not care. They right on ahead and had a session without me. That's fine. I made my statements in writing, though, because I knew they were going to do that. So that's how that went. Court date, they're crazy. And that was in Sussex County Courthouse. And that was Judge Millman who made the decision to just go ahead with the case instead of pushing the case back. Just pushing it back. I mean, he's the one that let her go in the first place, too. He wrote it, and I didn't even get not one single piece of paper. They just said, the hell with her. She doesn't need anything. Because that's exactly how they would treat me. So, I mean, that's why I said, I'm going to continue to fight for what's right, because those people are wrong. They're wrong as wrong can be. And it's not right how they did that. And, I mean, they should not just be based in some one based in their decision made off of one parent. Like, how you do that? We both have a certain type of legal rights to make decisions together for her. So, got some issues. Definitely got some problems and some legal situations going on, but that's all right. God's going to continue to give me the victory, okay? And when I say that, I mean, it's for her at the same time, because you got to make sure you have a voice for your child. It's very important because they can get sucked up in the system, in the situation. Not even that. When it comes to parenting, I really don't think that kids need to know what adult problems are, because they didn't ask to be here. Okay? Straight up. They did not ask to be here. They were created, and they got sucked up into the situation. So why should they know what's going on in court? They went through. I don't feel that right. They can know the particulars surrounding it, but to know all the details of it, leave that alone. I think that's very petty. Very, very petty. Others might disagree with me, but like I said, that's your choice to disagree, but that's how I feel. So, I'm definitely going to keep pushing on that. And Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, because she definitely does not need to be up in no Kent County Family Courthouse doing that foolishness, because she's going to mess around and mess people's lives up like she did mine and her other clients. So that can't happen. So I'm definitely going to keep pushing for her to be removed. That's all I can do is just keep on keeping on. That's why I tell y'all keep on keeping on. It's a must. That's why I say hope for all radio shows for a reason, because I do have hope for us all. I truly, truly do, deep down in my soul. I mean, I've came a mighty, mighty long way, and I thank God, because nobody's perfect, for number one. And those who claim to be, sorry, You're a liar. Straight up. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. And that's one thing. We are not here to judge. Judging, you are not justified by people, okay? So I know some people might say, oh, yeah, you just, honey, look, let your haters be your motivators and fuel you to the next level. Don't sit there and worry about what they got to say. That's the last thing you can do. That's why I said it's time to get active, time to stop thinking about the negative things and negative people and keep on moving. Keep doing what you got to do. There's so much that needs to be done. We got Donald Trump that's about to be our president-elect. Hopefully, we'll see how that goes because stuff is getting sticky, icky, icky, very sticky. That man, he sound more and more like a kid every time I hear him. I'm sorry, that's the truth. I ain't never heard something like it's ridiculous. Trying to curb my words, not even curb. I'm gonna keep it to you. I'm gonna keep it to y'all real. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. At the same time, gotta keep it respectful. Definitely wanna keep it respectful. Cause you definitely gotta watch what you're saying on here. Or any, just period. But when it comes to that means, president-elect, that's why I pray. That's why I say pray for him. Don't pray. You got to pray for you. You got to pray for you. Got to pray for them. Got to pray for the enemy. Got to pray for them. So your heart, you got to have that forgiveness. So your heart, you know what I mean? You got to, in order for you to keep pushing, keep doing what you got to do. That's what I said. That's why I thank God for, you know what I mean, the spirit of forgiveness. I do. I truly, truly do. I don't harbor ill will for anyone. And I try to teach my kids, you know what I mean, it's not good to do that because you're the only one that's going to be sitting there bitter. Why would you want to be bitter? For what reason? Keep on. You better keep on pushing. And forgive and keep moving. Until you got to fool with the person, just keep it moving. But, you know, to each his own. Like I said, I might not agree with that one, but, you know, I agree to disagree. That's just how I feel. Because all you can do is just pray on the situation, just pray for, you know what I mean, guidance when it comes to certain situations as such, too, especially depending on when certain things happen, because everything happens for a reason. That's how I see it. So, definitely. Nothing, you shouldn't be doing anything intentional either. If you're doing something intentional, then that's off the wall crazy. I don't know what that's about. But if things just happen, you know, I believe things just happen for a reason. But it's all about how you handle them too. So that's definitely very important, how you handle them. Because sometimes things don't get handled the right way and can, you know, be blown way out of whack. So definitely good to air stuff out. Definitely, it is a good tool to air stuff out. My daughter even said that's what they were learning how to do in her sessions that she had. So sometimes you learn things from you learn. That's why I say you learn new things every day. I don't see anything wrong with counseling, to be honest, because everybody doesn't. Well, yeah, I truly don't. But you have two different kinds. You got the spiritual and you got the natural. So with the combination of spiritual and natural, sometimes you never know. Hey, might work out perfect. Might work out perfect. So definitely going to I don't know if y'all too if I did miss anyone and nobody did hear. The same person that Gretchen Gilchrist which is a former attorney that dropped my case, the man that she was running for, that's why I couldn't catch up with her when my daughter had went missing, the man she was running around with, Brad Eby, he resigned from his job on December 26th, I believe. He had 2 more years in his seat at King County Levy Courthouse as a commissioner as well as her. She was a commissioner. But she was his campaign manager for lieutenant governor, which he lost. But he is now going to be up in the attorney general's office as a deputy as a deputy for the city of Delaware. Congrats. I'm like, wow, okay. But how in the world? I know he has legal experience. Like I said, I got to check that one out for y'all in depth. But it's a lot of favors for a favor going on before Markell can get out of office. What's going on with that? Because Gretchen Gilchrist, ain't no way in the world she should have got that position. Sorry. Like, literally. The woman lied on her application and said that she didn't have any type of conflict when it came to money. Yes, she did. She definitely did. But the simple fact is, she took money from me. She took money from her other clients. She took money from a whole lot of other clients before that. Because January 1st of 2016, she terminated her Pennsylvania bar license. So she terminated her Pennsylvania bar license on that date, July 1st, 2016, and still took money after that. Because when did she get commissioned? She got confirmed as commissioned October 17th, July to October 17th. Yeah, she was still getting money. Did not tell any of her clients nothing about, you know, leaving to be a commissioner. She blindsided us, no, nothing. What kind of foolishness is that? That's crazy. That's very crazy. So, like I said, she lied on her application as well as, you know, her skill set when it came to be a lawyer was poor. So just going to continue to work on that and pray on it and just hoping that, you know, God, well, ain't nothing, ain't no hope, I already know. Excuse me, you are, it's already done, it's coming. So, just going to sit back and just wait. It's not on my time. It's always on the Lord. Always on the Lord. That is so true. Nothing is never on our time. Never, ever will be. So, don't even be looking for it. I am definitely thankful. So, I'm thankful for you, the listeners, for, you know, just calling in just to listen. It's a blessing. That's why I said the lines are always open. If you have anything to say, you know, I check the lines. Everybody just listen. That's fine. So I appreciate it. Definitely have to let y'all know because I've been checking into human sex trafficking that's in Delaware. Now, it's in several different talks about it, but not too much. I don't see it on there. So we'll definitely dig into that tomorrow. So tune in because I only have a little bit of time left, a couple seconds left on here before they kick me off. But y'all tune in same time, 6:30 p.m., and we'll definitely catch up and definitely talk about the human sex trafficking. That's very, very big in Delaware. I definitely want to dig deep on that. So with that said, y'all enjoy your evening because I know I will. Because I'm going to work on this show. So y'all take it easy, and I love y'all, and God bless. And I will talk to y'all tomorrow, same time, 6:30 p.m. Tune in.